Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
We know Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars is about to start, but we're more excited about the footy being back. Every game matters on Foxtel. Search Foxtel for more information.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
You guys are not going to regret this. We're going to get so much more activities done.
This is the funnest night ever.
It's game time!
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars for Our Town and Country Office National. Everything for your home or business office, Our Town and Country Office National has you covered.
G'day everybody, welcome to your Thursday edition of your Rush Hour. We are a sports show, variety show, we're a men's health show, a women's health show. We've got everything covered on this magnificent show of ours. And thanks for joining us. A beautiful day out there. Gorgeous. It's gorgeous. And one man, it is gorgeous down the line and in the cameras and around the streets of Adelaide is our boy Bernie Vince. G'day, sugar daddy.
Oh, sugar daddy.
Oh, oh, thanks, Mary called me that this morning.
Oh, no, I don't think she did. Don't get reality mixed up with what's actually happening. What a day, Jars.
Lovely.
Beautiful day out there. Plenty happening. Yes. Some bad news for the Crows. Some good news for Port.
We'll start with the bad news for the Adelaide Crows. What's happened the last 24 hours?
Well, Mr. Duday is not playing. Tommy's not going to be playing for the rest of the season. They're going to put him in cotton wool, Jars. So I don't think it's a too bad a hamstring, but what they're doing is they're not taking any more risks. That's the second time he's done it this year. Coming off that knee, they're just thinking, you know what? Nothing really to be gained by bringing him back. And,
but they took a risk playing him after he had 2 weeks off. He should not have played after that first injury with the hamstring. You know what? Put him away for next year. They've made a mistake.
No, well, at that stage, there was still 8 games to go, Jars. So you're not just going to put him away for that
long.
They're not
going to play finals, Burn.
No, but this one's a little bit worse, the other one. So it's probably a 3 or 4 week hamstring, right? So that leaves, what, 2 games to go?
2 to go.
So then there's no point in coming back for them 2 Jars. Just give him a spell. Get him right for next year. What's there to be gained?
Well, they shouldn't have played him in the first. As you know, hamstrings take a while to come back from. You know that.
So everyone that does a hamstring just misses the rest
miss
of the year
6 then? 6 weeks off, please.
Okay, well, geez, we're going to have a lot of people missing the hamstring season, aren't we? Come on, Jazz.
Adelaide Crows Brad Crouch. Are you going to re-sign him now or he's off? What are you up to with Brady Crouch? Where's he at?
I want Adelaide to sign him.
Now.
I think he's important, yes. But what's going to happen?
You're going to build
what
a premiership around him, eh?
Well, he's 26, I think, isn't he? So
there you go.
Towards the back end, possibly. But you can't just have all 18-year-olds, Jars.
I understand.
They need to learn off senior players who are going to cuddle them, mentor them, teach them the right way to play football. So he'd be a perfect one to learn off. So, I don't know, Jars. If they get rid of him, you're going to have to have – who's going to play midfield?
I think he's gone. I think he's on the trade table.
Where?
It doesn't matter. There's so much talk about he's going to go to the Gold Coast and Geelong. You know, Dangerfield's got his mittens into that one. Mate, he can end up anywhere as long as the Crows get the best deal for him.
Well, the Adelaide are going to get pick two. Adelaide are going to finish bottom, so they're going to have pick one. And then if he leaves free agency, so that's going to be pick two. So you get the pick after your first round pick. So – ooh, it's big.
No. Oh, it's getting ugly now. All of a sudden, players are now on the move and managers are getting busy behind the scenes making phone calls. It's getting ugly, Byrne. I hope you and I don't get traded out.
Well, I don't know what's been said in there. I'm not sure. But with Brad Crouch, it's an interesting one, isn't it?
Beautiful.
I know. He's such a loved character around the footy club too. So that's another one I'll have to add to my team of exits from since 2010. I'll tell you what, it slots straight in the guts too in my team.
And just quickly, Bradley Ebert, will he play this week?
Well, no. Ken Hinckley's ruled him out. Said he's medically cleared to play, but they're taking the precautionary route and he's not going to play this week due to another head knock, Jars, which has been an issue for him. Yep. So, but in really ripping form. Brad Ebert, so he'll be back in after next week, hopefully.
Well,
tough side to get into.
It is a tough side. That's why they're top. And we're top, Burn. Let's go, baby.
We're on top, Jazz.
Jay Clark on the show in the next 25 minutes. And 5 words that Andrew Jarman must defend next. Get rid of the draw.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Was two.
It was two.
Our town and country office national bringing you the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. Triple M.
I thought it was six.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. We've got a heap of Blundstone boots to give away. Ultimate protection, ultimate comfort. See the full range at blackwoods.com.au. It's Bernie Vince and a man that does endorsements for Tip Top, Toyota, Cheeky Greek, Cheeky Greek, Cheeky Greek, and Cheeky Greek, Andrew Jarman.
Oh, good on you, Heyday. Now, Bern, last night we saw a draw, our second draw in the AFL season.
Yep.
Suns v the Dons. It was a very good game in the second half. 73 points apiece.
Yep.
But this is what happened last night.
There is the siren, and it is a draw at Metricon Stadium. Second draw of the season. The Magpies and the Tigers, of course, drawing in round two when we restarted things. And what a game, what a finish.
Bern, that name, the draw, I want it banned from AFL football. Oh. I want it banned in sport.
Oh.
A draw in, I can't stand it.
What, do you want extra time?
I want either have overtime or extra time or a shootout. We must have a result.
I reckon we're ready for this.
I beg your pardon?
I reckon we're ready for this. Mate, like a super over in cricket.
You don't need it. You don't. How flat are the supporters, the coaches, and the players after the game when the siren's gone?
And the commentators we just heard. Well, they were flat.
They were shot.
You
leave with an empty feeling, don't you, as a player? I don't know how many draws you played in. I played in a couple, and I couldn't stand it.
I don't reckon I ever played in a draw, Jazz.
Oh, yes, you did. No way.
No.
What?
Never played in a football
draw. In all your sporting career, you never played in a draw?
I drew, actually, that's a lie. I played in a basketball draw.
Well, there you go.
But like football, you're talking football. In basketball, they have overtime and that, so that doesn't really count. You're talking footy. I never had a draw in footy.
Can I give you some intel that I did some research? Now, footy fans that love their football side, when their side wins, it increases the level of their testosterone. Right, Bern. Now, this is true. Their testosterone increases. Now, when fans watching their testosterone, when fans are losing, when fans have lost the game of footy, and this is true, fans and players, it reduces their testosterone.
Okay.
So, we need a result.
For breeding purposes.
Well, not for... Oh, now we're breeding. The players feel the same. So last night, both the Swans and the Dons, their testosterone levels were reduced because there was no result.
The Suns,
this is scientific
Dons
evidence. Mm. Now, I want to get rid of the draw.
Is it?
And the AFL must explore. They've got to go down this path and get rid of it. Your thoughts, please.
I've never really thought about this because we don't have a lot of draws in our game. But I love the idea of a shootout from, say, 40 metres out.
Right.
You get your best kick, like a soccer shootout.
Just one apiece.
Penalty goals. Well, you start with three, and if you're even after three, then it's just golden goal. Like the soccer, you get it. If you miss, it's basically the first one to kick
so
it after
it's
that.
It's got to be a goal, doesn't it, to win?
Got to be a goal. No, points just don't even count.
All right, so we take the goalposts out, do we?
No. No. What, are you going to get the tractors in between the game and when you restart? No, you just leave them there. You leave them there, and if it's not a goal, it just counts as nothing.
Okay.
Points don't count.
So you agree with me?
I actually really like this
Ban
idea,
Jazz. Eliminate it from our game.
I like
all
it.
Codes. I can't. It, like coaching some grassroots football in the past, there were some draws I was involved in. Mate, it felt like a loss.
Even though you pick up a point,
hey?
How good would that be? The excitement of it all. I want a game. I want a game judged on the. I want this to happen, Jazz.
Now you're talking.
Let's get it started at SANFL first.
Yeah.
No, let's then we get to see
it. Grassroots football.
Well,
let's
grassroots,
bring it in.
SANFL,
lock it in. Let's
same
it
thing.
In.
Let's do it.
You want to increase your testosterone if you win games of footy.
Oh, I forgot about that.
What about you have a say, family? Get rid of the draw or not? 0488 51047. We've got a pair of Blundstone boots to give away. Next, no better way to put it, we ripped the piss out of Basil Zemplis. Triple M.
The new look Rush Hour. Bernie Vince. Andrew Jarman.
Bernie Vince.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars on 104.7 Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie Vince and Andrew Jarman. You can text us anytime you want, family. All thanks to Automasters. 0488 51047. And you can get the Rush Hour from 3:30. on the Rush Hour podcast on our free Triple M app.
Good stuff, Haydo. And don't forget to support our town and country Office National. Been great friends of ours.
Yes,
Sinead and Maddie and Brendan and the staff down there. All right, go there. 258 Halifax Street for your stationery, furniture, anything you want.
Yes.
Get in there. And they're beautiful people. So let's get around them. Thanks, Haydo. Now, Basil Zemplis, Channel 7's very own Basil Zemplis, he's putting his hand up to become one of the mayors in WA. I spent 2 years in WA.
Australia, I think.
In Australia. Now, he did his sports bulletin overnight, Burn and family, but he struggled to pronounce this basketball NBA star's name. And have
one
a listen.
One of the NBA's biggest stars is in hot water on the eve of the playoffs. Giannis Antetokounmpo was rejected for headbutting.
Isn't he the best NBA player in the world?
He's number one at the moment.
See? Can you just go, Heyday, can you go again?
One of the NBA's biggest stars is in hot water on the eve of the playoffs. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
That's like getting LeBron James's name wrong. It's like calling him LeBron James or something like that. That's how well known he is.
I wouldn't stuff that up. Another bloke that stuffs things up is G. Blewett.
Oh, clean belly, he'll bill of health. Clean belly, he'll bill of health.
You cricket flog.
Come on, skinny.
Come on, skinny lips. And what about Donald Trump? The old Trump dog who tried to say Sachin Tendulkar. Listen to this.
Where your people cheer on some of the world's greatest cricket players, from Sachin Tendulkar to Virat Kohli.
He sounded like a boxing announcer, didn't he?
Virat Kohli. Sachin Tendulkar.
So you and I would never stuff this name.
Hang on, guys. Don't take the mick. Come on.
Wrong?
We work in media. We've come across some names. As a matter of fact, hang on.
What are you doing?
All right. Now, hang on. Let's play a little game. Burn, there's a bit of paper. Don't look at it just yet. Jars, there's a bit of paper for you. Don't look at it. I have the names of some international tennis players, which you're going to pronounce as soon as you see them. No, calm down.
Come on.
We'll go one for one. Burn and go.
Oh, no.
Burn.
I'm going Juan Ignacio Chela.
You'll accept that.
He didn't get that wrong.
Basically. Jars.
Basically.
Jars, who's that?
That's Daniela Huntley-Chova.
We can kind of accept that.
And Chovies.
What's going on here? It was Burn on that one, maybe.
Yeah, Burn, you're going.
Yelena Yankovic. I reckon I've heard of her.
Yep. Not bad so far.
It's not Yelena Yankovic.
I think it is, isn't it?
You bloody twit.
Jars.
Oh, another one, have we? Christina Madinovic.
No, incorrect. Christina Mladenovic.
Oh, you don't even know yourself. A
French tennis player. Okay, Burn, one more crack, mate. You're 2 for 2.
Oh, I'm right.
I'm not liking this one.
Here we go.
Agnieszka Radwanska.
We can accept that.
Yeah.
So, no pressure, Jars, but at the moment, Burn's got a perfect record. Okay, we've
What's
got
this one?
German tennis player and go.
Okay. Oh, goodness me. Foreskin. Foreskin.
It's the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.
He's killed. He's gone windsock. He's gone windsock.
The new look Rush Hour. Bernie Vince. Andrew Jarman.
Bernie Vince.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz on 104.7 Triple M.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz. You can text us anytime, all thanks to Automasters. 0488851047. SA icon, Andrew Jarman, and a bloke that knows the gutter out the front of the York Valley Hotel very well, Bernie Vince.
The Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars presents AFL Newsbreaker.
What up, JC?
Jay Clark.
G'day, Jay. Welcome, mate. Look, plenty of things happening in the world of AFL football. Let's go straight to the Hawthorn Football Club. Clarko, has he made a decision to now go with youth?
Yeah, President Jeff Kennett. I mean, you'd hope the president and the coach are on the same page here. We'll find out from Clarko when he speaks late on Saturday for his weekly press conference. But President Jeff Kennett, I'm not sure if he's taken matters into his own hands, but a very strongly worded letter has said that it's time for Hawthorn to turn to youth. After more than a decade at the top, Big Jeff, it says it's time to introduce a youth policy at Hawthorn. Says the club has already got an eye on its preparations for 2021. You have to interpret that really is a sign that the Hawks are done and dusted, really, for 2020. I mean, they're playing West Coast and Port Adelaide over the next two games. You think they'd need a miracle to play finals. But we're finally going to tap into some of this young Hawthorn talent. Because they haven't had a lot of top draft picks, really, there are a lot of late selections. And that's going to be the question, whether they can turn these sort of rough diamonds into gold and really polish them up. Otherwise, you wonder what sort of future Hawthorn has over the next few years and whether they can introduce and find a way to get some more top young talent. But our president says it's time to play the kids, and probably not before time.
Now, what's happening at Clubland, mate? The new caps, what about the staff numbers? Yep. Are we going to see crowds? What's happening?
Behind the scenes, there's a bit of stress at Clubland, it's fair to say, Bernie, because the football department cap will be $6.2 million plus a $200,000 proportion met, a sort of little $200,000 bonus for next year. It means that right now, football managers around the country are unfortunately tapping their coaches, fitness staff, all sorts of staff members on the shoulder to say, hey, you're going to have to take a considerable pay cut for next year. And that's the best case scenario because a lot of these people are getting redundancies, won't have a position next year, have had full-time roles reduced to half-time roles. So there's a couple of awkward meetings around the breakfast buffet in these hubs all around the country at the moment. And a tough time. A lot of these staff members are away from family, you know, on the road, been there for a couple of months. It's a stressful time. You mentioned crowds as well. It's a big issue for the bean counters and clubs and at AFL HQ at the moment. Clubs are being asked to prepare various scenarios and budgets for 2021, including the potential for no crowds at all next season, and then restricted crowds for half season, and different membership sort of packages to try and hook fans in, really rely on their loyalty to sign up without any guarantee that there's going to be bums on seats next year. It really does depend on how things go in Victoria or I am over the next month or two. But clubs are being warned, be prepared. There is no guarantee we'll be seeing crowds in the early part of next season and thereafter. We'll depend a lot on border closures, openings, and us getting on top of the COVID issues, obviously, down here at the moment.
So you said the soft cap 6.2. What's that down from?
About 10.
Wow, that's a big cut, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, moving on. Melbourne v Collingwood. Is that shaping as the game of the round?
Can't be.
Looks like it to me, Byrne. I love this game. Max Gawn right under the pump to get up from a PCL injury. It's a tough injury to recover from as a ruckman. We've seen Jared Ruffhead and a couple of other big guys get back, but it is a difficult one for them, and especially the jumping motion. Now, Scotty Pendlebury, he is really keen to get back. He's trained solidly and done the full session twice this week already, so he really is gearing up to play and return to a decimated a Collingwood side. But you just wonder who are you guys tipping in this one, because there's a lot of excitement down here.
I'm going Melbourne because their midfield's elite at the moment with Oliver and Petraka and bloody Viney and it's
Brayshaw
deep. and they're finally starting hitting targets inside forward 50, which they haven't done in the past.
Hey, Byrne, who's a better prospect out of Viney and Brayshaw? Brayshaw plays better.
I go Brayshaw, sorry.
Well, Brayshaw's a little bit younger.
I think so.
I reckon he hits the scoreboard a lot more too, Brayshaw. So they are on par, and Viney's an absolute bull around. He's probably better around the footy, but then Brayshaw's just a little bit better finisher. So have I answered your question?
Hey, Jay, before we let you go, tell us why, give me one good reason why the AFL won't give the grand final to Adelaide Oval. Don't hesitate. No,
it's a worthy stadium. Worthy stadium.
Worthy. You are just cheating.
Don't touch the line. Let him go.
You're worthy.
There's two issues. There's two issues. The AFL owe Queensland big time. So there's lots of sort of political stuff going on behind the scenes.
But the Gabba's a shithole. It needs to be bulldozed and rebuilt.
Don't argue. Can't argue with that. I agree with you on that one. The other one is Perth's got bigger capacity. doesn't it? Yeah, I mean, it's a newer, shinier stadium. Right. So if they're going to go for non-Gabba, they're going to go to Perth. So I'd say Adelaide Oval's ranked three on that list.
On that note, you better go, mate.
Good on your voice.
Press the button, Jazz. Press the button.
Jay Clark. It's Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz. All thanks to Our Town and Country Office National.
The new look Rush Hour. Bernie Vince. Andrew Jarman.
Bernie Vince.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz on 104.7 Triple M.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz. You can now get the show from 5:30 on the free app, or you can listen from 5:30 on 104.7 Triple M. We've got some Blundstone boots to give away. Text us through that you want some. 0488851047.
Now, Jazz, yes, I've got a community service announcement to make at the moment, and it evolves around buyer beware when shopping online. And we know that everyone's been stuck at home and various states have different sort of lockdowns. We're seeing a full lockdown over in Victoria at the moment. But I want to bring your attention to a story I heard this morning, actually.
Yep.
About a guy I know who lives over in Melbourne, who used to play for the Melbourne Football Club.
Yeah.
And these predators, I'm going to call them, are preying on the vulnerable at the moment because everyone's sitting at home and is a bit lonely. And I talk all shopping, but this specific example is by purchasing a dog. So these dogs, to cut a long story short, these dogs don't actually exist. But these predators are advertising on Gumtree and various different things online, selling dogs. And because of the lockdown in certain states, now a lot of people go interstate to buy their dogs because they want all the good bloodlines and stuff, etc. So just be very wary because you're not allowed to physically go and see the puppies in different states. Mm. You've got to be very careful that these dogs actually exist and do not transfer money until you actually know that there is a dog or wait till later on when, if it's in Victoria, wait till the lockdown and stuff or that they ease, the lockdown eases, because I've got an example to show you right now. And it's Andrew Leoncelli, former Melbourne star.
Oh, yeah.
And this is an example of him who bought a Staffy for $3,000, off of Gumtree, and the dog just didn't exist.
You know, it's really easy to do. And they're really sophisticated websites that build the trust. So, you know, just don't want other families to be buying dogs without physically seeing them. And I guess that's the big lesson through this lockdown period. You can make some poor choices based on emotion rather than the cold light of day.
They're just scumbags, mate. They're feed income scumbags out there.
Absolute scum, isn't it? But I just wanted to warn our family and let them know that this is happening out there. And he's a really smart man. Yes. A really key. He's into commercial real estate, owns his own company. He's very, very switched on. So it can happen. If it can happen to him, it can happen to anyone. And I mean, these are really trusted sites too. And he goes on a little bit to talk about how he's tried to get in contact with them.
And basically said, you're taking money from African crime gangs. And they said, oh, no, it's Google retargeting ads, right, onto our site. I said, yeah, but it's your customer that you're not protecting and you're taking money from Google. Of course, Google then is taking money from these crime gangs, serving ads all over the website, all over the internet. And then the Commonwealth Bank, you know, they've got my money.
So the scammer's account was a Commonwealth account, is that right?
Local Aussie bank account, which sort of gave me confidence. I'm not sending money to Nigeria.
You know,
it's an Aussie local bank account. Everything looked and smelt right. Commonwealth Bank have got my money and I'd like it back. Oh,
this is organised crime, Jazz. Yes. And just buyer beware out there. We're all in situations where we're purchasing a lot from home, but with situations like this, just be very, very careful.
Do your diligence, Burn, if you're going to buy a puppy dog.
Certainly, because this is happening a lot more than what you think.
Well done, Burn. Good stuff. Good community announcement. Love it.
Yes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz. All thanks to Our Town and Country Office National, 258 Halifax Street in Adelaide.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz is done for another day, which means we're one day closer to the weekend
and the footy.
Footy is back with every game on Foxtel.
Search Foxtel.